There are continuing issues, insurance issues for wildfire survivors as we continue to talk recovery here on KSRO. And Amy Bach is here. She's the executive director of United Policyholders. Good morning. Welcome back, Amy.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
And what are the most current issues for insurance holders when it comes to recovering from the wildfires at this stage of the game?
Well, I'd say in the news, of course, is the PG&E bankruptcy, which I think a lot of, as you've reported on your show many times, that underinsurance is one of the biggest challenges people are grappling with, that their insurance coverage is not enough to pay for replacing the home they had. And a lot of people had been thinking that suing PG&E was going to help them make up that gap. And so there's a lot of concern now among the survivor community that they've lost that potential financial resource. So that's one. Another is with people's temporary rent, their what's called ALE, additional living expense benefits. A lot of people are getting notices from their insurer saying, well, you should be, rebuilt by now, and since you're not, we're going to, you must be dragging your feet in, so we're going to cut off your temporary rent payments. So people have some stress around that, and United Policyholders is giving people lots of fodder to push back and say, no, I am moving as fast as I can, but there are circumstances beyond my control. So those are two of the hot issues.
So there's if I understand this correctly, Amy, there's an 18-month cutoff for some insurance companies in terms of putting out the money for that rent, and then the 24-month, Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
Educate me.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, no, I think you were thinking, well, we're at the 18 months. That's where that, I guess, came from. But the law is 24 months. So they shouldn't be threatening anything yet. We're not even close to the 2-year, but people have been getting those letters. So that's and having to kind of provide proof. But again, the insurers are that's really them just pressuring people, but people have a right to at least 24 months. I think a lot of people also have this there's, of course, everyone's sort of a full-time worrier these days. So I think a lot of people are looking ahead and thinking there's no way I'm going to be back in a rebuilt home, next fall.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure that the insurers are also doing some shaking in their boots at this point based on the bankruptcy and what they might be able to get back from PG&E too.
Well, absolutely. Although, normally, I mean, this sort of was a new phenomenon of the insurers sort of joining forces with a lot of the homeowners to try to get money back from PG&E. They normally wouldn't, always have that pocket. I mean, wildfires typically don't have there's not like a deep pocket that might have caused it.
Right.
So I think, the insurers certainly did not, I mean, they should have had the reserves. They do have the reserves. They've got the financial wherewithal. But yes, I'm sure they're not happy about it either.
And I guess the most pressing matter is the decision making in all of this about, trying to figure out whether they can rebuild. And, as time ticks away, that decision becomes more and more pressing. And for those who haven't made that decision yet, as you say, there's no way a house is going to be rebuilt between now and the 2-year anniversary of the fires. What do they do?
Well, they do the best they can, and we are giving them as much support as we can through our Road Map to Recovery program. And I have to say, the county, Sonoma County, Napa County, and the city, and the supervisors have really been paying a lot of attention to these insurance challenges, and they have been trying to do their part to help people overcome them. So, for example, early on, the county, published lists of the code upgrade, building codes people were going to need to comply with, so that they could, and they've been trying to streamline, the permit process and make it as easy as they can.
Yes.
But again, it comes back down to the dollars for people. So tonight, our organization's hosting a workshop, and we've brought some experts in to help people with these financial decisions because, certainly, we're rooting for your community and doing everything we can, to you know, to help people get the dollars so that, or at least to be able to make the decisions and move forward and get them unstuck.
And one of the other pressing issues that you're going to talk about tonight, and most of us who were fortunate enough to have our home saved haven't thought about this perhaps a lot, but it's tax time. And
right. The
complexities there, it's hard to imagine the complexities involved with doing your taxes either last year or this year, especially if you're in that limbo mode.
Right. So exactly true. You know, Pat, you've been such a champion for your community in this regard, and it's just impressive, and we're very grateful to, you know, have this chance to speak with you and your listeners, because the two people we're bringing tonight really will be a good resource, and I'm hoping we get a good turnout. We've got a guy named Dan Prince who's a CPA, so he does tax prep for a living, but he lost his own home in the same, you know, in the 2017 fire. So he, not only has he gone through it himself, but he also has counseled many, many of his clients. And so he's very familiar with the strategies you can do to maximize your financial health and minimize, you know, the pain of all this. So he'll be there answering questions. And we also have a financial planner who's based in Sebastopol, also has had a lot of clients who lost homes. So she's had experience, you know, giving them suggestions on sources of loans and strategies for moving money, you know, if they have what kind of vehicles they could use to get a loan or low interest or moving money around and all that sort of thing. So we're going to have these folks there tonight and people can come. I mean, I think, you know, as far as taxes, after, you know, all my years of experience in disaster areas, I think it's pretty, this is the time to get a professional to do your taxes.
Oh boy.
This year.
Yeah.
if you lost your home, it's just not a do-it-yourselfer situation. If you really want, you know, to take advantage of all the provisions in the tax code that are designed to make it easier for disaster survivors to recover.
And Amy, we've been going back and forth with one of the radio stations in the Chico area as they, you know, are at the beginning of their, you know, initial recovery and asking us about, you know, how it went for us and all of that. Hard to imagine being you and moving from one to the next, to the next, to the next, and just starting the whole process all over again with even more wildfire victims. Wow.
Well, I like to think we get better every time, you know, we're always learning, and the partnerships we have are so important. I mean, you know, just being able to reach people through your show is important. So, you know, each recovery can feed the health of the next. I think your community has been extremely helpful, you know, to the Paradise, you know, victims, to the survivors of the campfire. And I, you know, we've been doing our workshops up there, and we had a whole troop of volunteers that, you know, who had lost their homes in Sonoma and Napa and made the drive up to, you know, cover our table at the assistance center and pay forward, you know, some of the lessons they learned. So it's kind of inspiring, you know, this sort of teamwork. So I'm very glad to hear that you've got teamwork going with the media up there as well.
Well, tonight is the night. It is the next Roadmap to Recovery Insurance Workshop at such an integral time, imperative time for homeowners. It's with United Policyholders from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Mendocino Avenue. And if you are one of those still stuck in the process, then this is a great place for you to be. And Amy, are you planning on continuing these workshops indefinitely?
Absolutely. We are funded by the Sonoma Community Foundation for through the second anniversary. So
very good.
You know, plus, I mean, we would be there anyway, because there's always going to be lingering issues. I mean, now, you know, a lot of people are in the community are getting non-renewed. You know, they weren't on their home insurance, people who didn't burn down. And so, you know, we'll be there helping people replace their coverage. And you know, we'll be, when we get towards that, the August, you know, when we're getting close to the end of 2-year anniversary, we'll definitely do a legal rights workshop to make sure that, you know, people know that if they haven't gotten all their issues resolved and they want to pursue litigation, you know, what their options are. Of course, a lot of people have already gone down that road.
Yes.
But again, we will be there continuing to offer, you know, education and support to meet the needs that people have. And you know, we will, I will be knocking on your door again when we get to the, when we do our 2-year survey and
very good.
Really, you know, work together to get a good picture of what, what's, you know, how does it look now and going forward for your community's ability to rebound.
And just to end on a positive note, Amy, I'm attending on Saturday my third housewarming party in 10 days. So this is an indication
awesome.
That there is forward movement and progress here, and certainly job security where you're concerned. Amy, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate that.
Keep up the great work, Pat.
Back at you. That is Amy Bach, Executive Director of United Policyholders, a nonprofit that is whose entire aim is to help the insured recover from situations like this.